My name is Brian Kinsey, and I'm the pastor of First Pentecostal Church in Pensacola. I'm delighted that you're listening to this message, and I hope it blesses your life. If you'd like to submit a prayer request, or if you're interested in a personal Bible study, you can call us at 850-477-1100, or send us an email at firstpent@firstpent.org. We hope you enjoy this message. I want to tell you what the Lord put in my heart of what He wants to do, yes, to us, but through us as well. Meaning, He wants to use you to accomplish this. And I really feel like the Lord wants to restore the broken. I really believe He wants to do that. And that's not an easy task, because there's a lot of warfare involved in restoring the broken. Because when somebody becomes broken, the enemy's attracted to that. And spirits are attracted to that. So those spirits build strongholds in those crevices and wounds and broken areas. And they got to be torn down, or you can't deliver them. Or they'll just repeat the same situation in their life, and it'll be like a self-destruct cycle that they will just continually go in, and they won't ever change, they won't ever grow. And I really believe God wants to use us to restore the broken. And here's the good news about it, is that you've already got the weapons, you've already got the ability to defeat the enemy, to tear down these strongholds. I've just got to get you to recognize your authority and begin to operate in it. Amen. Operate in your authority with grace, because it's that grace that releases you, that allows you to operate in the midst. Because all ministry flows from the heart. The heart, that's why you need to keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it come the issues of life. That's why we're doing small groups, because it's a lot easier to help people who are broken become more like Jesus in a small group. And that's why we want you to participate. We'll do the training this coming Wednesday night in the annex. Then we're going to do the fair, and we're going to try to cast the vision and the net as wide as we can. Because why do we want to do that? We want to save everybody we can. And that's what this is about. That's why I'm worshiping the Lord. That's why I come to church even when I'm tired. That's why I preach with passion, is because I want somebody who is broken. And they need more than just a 1-2-3 technique. Broken people need a restoration, and they need a God that can help them. Amen. That's why I want to do Made for More in September on a Tuesday night, maybe a Thursday night, depending on how many people sign up, to help you develop that individual plan that you can use every day in order to stay before the Lord, so God can work on every area of your life that needs to be transformed. So if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Luke chapter 11 and verse 14, and we're going to chapter 11, verse 14. I'm going to read down to the 22nd verse. And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, he casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. In order for us to accomplish the warfare that God wants to empower us with, we have to be unified in our effort. Amen. Everybody here has got to be in unity. They got to be in unity of purpose, of mind, and of spirit. In other words, you've got to come into agreement. Yes, I want God to use me to restore the broken. You got to come into agreement. Yes, I want God to do that through us. I don't mind allowing the service to do whatever take whatever turn it needs to take in the Holy Ghost so that we can reach for one broken person that's in that house that needs to be repaired. So you got to come into unity. So turn to your neighbor and say, let's get together. He said, and if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. That's the authority of God in the earth. And when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger man, then he shall come upon him and overcome him. He will take from him his armor, wherein he trusted, and divideth his spoils. Restoring the broken. I want you to put your Bibles down for just a moment. I want you to connect with somebody around you, and I want you to pray. And if you could, if at all possible, I want you to lift your voice and cry out for every broken person in Pensacola, Milton, Jay, Pace, Navarre, Crestview, Fort Walton Beach, Panama City. I want to hear a cry go up from your spirit that you're coming into unity, that a stronger man has just walked in the house and has taken captive the strong man. And we're going to take from him his armor and divide the spoils tonight. We're going to restore the broken. We're going to commit to a life of restoration, that God will not just do that to us, for us, but through us. Hallelujah. I cast out every human spirit. I cast out every demonic spirit. I bind it in Jesus' name that would hinder what God has purposed to do through us. So I want this group to put your hands out that way. I want the very back under the balcony to turn that way and put your hands that way. And then I want this front group, I want you to put your hands that way. And then all of y'all put your hands out there. And I just want you to bind every spirit in Jesus' name and say, I call forth the broken, I call forth the hurting. I call forth the backslider. I call forth those that are in need of God. I speak it. I call it forth in the name of Jesus. Koraba, in Jesus' name. This is war. This is what we do. They will not be delivered without a fight. And they need somebody. Somebody to preach to them. Somebody that'll war for them. Somebody that'll call for them. You might be calling at your child home. You might be calling somebody you know, or somebody that'll cross your path. Harabayasiha. Every one of you have been enlisted into the army of God. Every one of you are a soldier of the cross. Every one of you are to battle the enemy and to defeat him on behalf of the broken. Because if you're fighting the devil, then you're not fighting your brother or your sister. And you're not fighting yourself and all of those things. Well, God bless you. You may be seated. Anytime you desire to advance in the kingdom, you will experience adversity. Saints that recognize that Satan has claimed territory that does not rightfully belong to him. You recognize that you have the authority to do something about that and take that territory back. If you're the one that takes a stand, you will suffer pain in the battle. I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to suffer pain in the battle. You're going to find out that if you do go to war against the enemy, that he will try to trick you into thinking that the price you're paying is too great and that you need to back off just a little bit. But I promise you, he's only lying to you. And you are assured of the victory. And you will divide the spoil. That means that not only will the broken be restored, but you'll get what you need from God, and God will restore you. And he will bless you, and he will help you, and he will minister to you. I want a couple of you ladies to come and just minister to her right there. I'm going to keep on preaching, and y'all just minister to her. Don't get too loud. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. That's all I need. Amen. Good enough. Good enough. And don't get too loud. I'm just going to keep on preaching because that's my example and my illustration for tonight. That's what I want to teach you, that they can interrupt us. They can interrupt us. It's all right. I'm not bothered by it. I could preach in the Library of Congress. So you just focus on what the mission is. The scripture reveals to us the victory that Jesus, the stronger man, has won over the strong man, Satan. Satan's been knocked down like lightning and he can't get up. As a matter of fact, the most demonic characteristic you can display outside of unforgiveness is to quit. But when you give up and refuse to get up, that's exactly what the devil has done, and that's what he wants you to do because he likes company. Every believer has the privilege to bind Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no such thing for you walking in here and not getting what you need from God. That's foolishness and that's childishness. And you need to grow up. And you need to say, devil, take your hands off of my mind and my spirit. You have no authority over my children, over my family, over what I get from this church service. I think it's time for the church to get more comfortable with waging war where we need to wage war. That's why I clap my hands, is because when I send noise into the atmosphere, the Bible says he's the prince of the air. It shreds the air and he can't tolerate your worship and your praise. I'm telling you right now, I'm speaking a word of faith into this congregation that if you will receive it, the authority of God will be unleashed in your life. Matthew 18 and 18 says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This principle is even found in the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, David mentioned it in Psalms 149 and 9. He said that every believer, every saint has the power to execute upon them the judgment written, referring to the principalities and the princes and the powers of the air, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. That means nobody's exempt from the war. There's no weak person here. There's no person that says, well, I haven't been in church long enough and I haven't been trained in warfare. If you've got the Holy Ghost and fire and you've been baptized in Jesus' name, you got just as much of authority as anybody else in here. And then he says, praise ye the Lord. So, well, how am I going to execute the judgment written? First of all, you got to find out what's written. Then you got to realize that every saint can do it. And then you need to praise the Lord. You need to go ahead and activate your praise. God has already written the judgment. The enemy, it's already been decided. He's already defeated. He just needs somebody to execute it. He needs somebody to stand up and activate it. depression, I have taken you for the last time, and you are not going to rule over my spirit any longer, and I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Addiction. Why is it that when people get depressed, instead of coming to church to praise the Lord, they stay home and they binge on stuff? They binge on Bluebell ice cream, and they binge on Krispy Kreme, and they binge on Netflix, and they binge on all of this junk, and then they're worse off than they were when they started, and then they should have come on to church. Well, nobody loves me. Why don't you walk up in here and say, devil, they may not be anybody loves me, but Jesus died for me. Why don't you accept your responsibility to be more than a bench warmer and decide, I am a soldier of the cross. I am a warrior of the Spirit. Woo, hallelujah. The devil's defeated. Why don't you rise up and say, I'm going to take authority in Jesus' name. I take authority over the sickness. I take authority over every spirit that would hinder God's people. Now, Satan's been brought to light according to the scripture. And it's been written that his armor's been taken from him, because we know the strong man is the devil, and the stronger man is Jesus. So turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus is stronger. Now, I'm not trying to deny that the enemy has power. I'm just simply trying to tell you and show you what kind of power he really has, because the weapons have been stripped from him. The armor's been taken from him, and every ounce of territory and spoils that he owns has been taken from him. He has no defense. He has no offense. Here's his only trick. This is all he's got up his sleeve: deception. If the devil has got you bound, there is only one reason. You have allowed it because you're deceived. I want to say that again, because some of you don't believe it. You think he has something else. According to my text, I'm executing the judgment that's been written. It's been written. His armor is gone. Hold on. Why do you think God in Ephesians 6 gave us the armor? It's because he took it from the devil. And what the devil lost, the church has gained. He has no shield, but you got a shield. I'm sorry, but the devil don't have a book. He can't point to a single book that's 3,000 years old. He can't point to a single text that he has ever spoken or written that he has stayed true to through the generations. There is not a single promise that he has ever uttered from his mouth that is still true today at the same moment he uttered it 3,000 years ago. But I've got a book. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and preach. Y'all don't want me to, but I'm going. Y'all want your Krispy Kreme. I'll be done here in a little while. I'm getting older, so I play out quicker. But I'll tell you right now, there's power. I've got a promise. And God's been true to his word in every generation. There hadn't been a generation that his word has not been true. And don't tell me God's going to fail you. And don't tell me God's going to fail your family. And don't tell me God's going to fail your worship. If you'll walk in here and do battle against him, he can't stand against the Holy Ghost filled church. I know the devil defeats people. I know he's got the power to defeat them, but he has to deceive them to do it. And so therefore, that means you're only refusing to exercise your authority. But it's good for us to see how hopeless this cause is, because the judgment has already been decided. And this is one of those hidden benefits. Y'all didn't even know that when you got the Holy Ghost, the Bible addresses it in John 16:11 and tells you that when you receive the Holy Ghost, this is the reason why you have it, is that of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. You have the authority to execute not your own judgment, but the judgment that's been written. If you've got the Holy Ghost now, we're going to probably have to check whether or not you've actually got it. How many of you spoke in tongues as the Spirit gives you utterance? You've got it. Quit doubting it right now. Well, I don't feel as good as I did this morning. I don't think anybody feels as good as you did this morning. My goodness. If you didn't feel something in that service this morning, your bell is broken. If that didn't ring your bell, it's broken. Your clapper's broke. If that didn't light your fire, your wood's wet. But I don't care what you feel or what you don't feel. That has nothing to do with authority. If you're driving down the road and you're not paying attention to the speed limit, and all of a sudden in your rear view mirror you see the lights blinking, you look down at the speedometer and you see you are 20 miles over the speed limit, you know good and well what that officer is doing. He's going to stop you and give you a ticket. Yes, it's you and not me. I'm happy. Praise God. And guess what? I don't care how you feel. You better put the brake on, honey. And you better pull over, because they have the authority to chase your hide down and throw you in jail if you don't stop. And I promise you, it's the same with the devil. I don't care how you feel. You got the badge. You got the light. And my light's flashing. We are the light of the world. Come on, somebody, shine your light. Let your light so shine before men. I said, you got the light. Why do some of y'all look so dull? You need to put some light on up in your spirit. You need to get some joy up in your... You know what? I might have a storm raging right now, but I've got the peace of God in my heart. That's why Satan prefers darkness to light, because the light reveals his vulnerability and shows that he has no sword, he has no book, he has no shield, he has no helmet, he has no breastplate, he has nothing taking care of his feet, nothing. He is completely stripped of his armor and his weapon. And guess who's got it? Well, since y'all don't know, or you act like you don't know, I'll tell you right now who's got it. Every baptized believer in this house. If you went down in a watery grave in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you are filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost and you spoke with tongues, you got enough authority to stop the devil in his tracks. He's got to pull over and arrest him and put him in jail and say, I bind you and your influence. You can't take my joy any longer. You can't have my worship. I'm going to praise God no matter what. I'm going to bless the Lord no matter what. I'm going to give him glory, because we're going to restore the broken at the First Pentecostal Church. We're not going to sit around and pray. We're going to restore the broken. If they're broken, bring them. If they're messed up, bring them. If they're hurting, put them on these pews. If they don't even know who they are, God, we'll pray them through. We'll keep praying them through until they get enough to become who Jesus wants them to be. Something else I want you to notice. His covering's been taken from him and given to the church. You say, now how do you know that? Ezekiel 28:13 tells us that there were 10 stones that God gave Lucifer that covered him when he was in the heavenlies before he was cast out. He walked in the midst of the stones of fire. In Exodus 28, 15 through 23, it tells you the breastplate of righteousness. And the same stones that covered Lucifer are in the breastplate of righteousness. Again, in Revelation 20, 1 through 21, you see the same stones in the foundation of the New Jerusalem. The same stones that covered the devil are the foundation stones of the New Jerusalem, with only one, or shall I say two, exceptions, because there were 10 jewels and gems covering Lucifer, 10. But we have 12. Two more. Oh, my. That means not only do we have what he lost, we got something he ain't never had. Hallelujah. I said, we got something he ain't never had. I'm fixing to tell you what it is. I'm so excited about it. I could shout on it, and I haven't told you what it is yet. So I think I'll just hold right there, because y'all wrote me to tell you, and I'm not going to tell you right now just to aggravate you. But I'll tell you right now, you got something he don't have. I'm going to say it again, because you need to get that. You think the devil's got more than you've got, and I'm telling you, you got more than he's got. I'm going to say it again. You got more than the devil has. You got something that he does not have. First gem, if you look it up and you see, he does not have the agate. The agate is not in his covering. And the word agate in its root word means tongues of fire. I'm sorry, the devil does not know what you're saying when you're speaking in tongues. I guess I'll just have to shout on my own. So that's why I want you to get renewed in the Holy Ghost, because you're talking a language he doesn't have. You're talking a language he doesn't know. You've got something. When you got the Holy Ghost, the devil's never had the Holy Ghost. The angels can't even look into it. But we fallen human beings, when we were baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, we got something the angels don't have. Woo! Y'all remember Isaiah when he had that vision of God, and he saw the train fill of the temple, and he said, I'm a man of unclean lips. And God told the angel to go get the coals from off the altar and touch his lips so that he could purify what he was saying and what he was talking about. And of course, when the angel went to that altar, he had to get the golden tongs, because that coal was too hot for him to handle, because he can't mess with that. But we can touch it, and they can't. That puts you in a position. That's why you are a wonder to the whole world. And God calls you a marvel and wisdom that is beyond anything. And they're just completely fascinated by the fact that this fallen, sinful, depraved human being has the very glory that was in the Holy of Holies. I'm talking about the Shekinah. I've had all of those Jewish people have come to me, and their rabbis have come to me in Pensacola that have been in our church. How do you get all these people excited? How do you get everybody to worship in like they do? How do you get them to come to church? They just asked, I said, it's called Shekinah. Hallelujah. Have you ever heard of Shekinah glory? I said, we've got it in our hearts. And boy, that just blows their mind. I said, how did you get that? We got the Holy Ghost and fire. If you got the Holy Ghost, you got something the devil can't handle. I said he can't handle it. If you're a tongue talker, the devil can't handle a tongue talking, Holy Ghost filled child of God. I say, church, you need to let the Holy Ghost use you to restore the broken. Quit being afraid that if you try to help somebody that's got a negative spirit. No, you don't have one. Uh-huh, listen,
no,
okay, all right.
No.
Amen. If you're trying to help somebody, it's not going to rub off on you. Let me tell you something. You're going to rub off on them.
Praise the Lord.
You say, how are you going to do that? By what you say. And no matter what they say, you counter it. Jesus loves you anyway. I'm sorry to pick on you, Brother Russell, but you're just sitting in the wrong place. I'm just telling you, you need to start speaking in a heavenly language. You need to start having prayer meetings. You need to start believing God. You need to start trusting in Him. You need to start speaking life and say, come on, we're going to live. We're going to live. Because the devil, all he does is speak death. And all he does is tell you, you can't make it and you'll never do it. And there's no way it'll happen. But I'm telling you right now, woo, hallelujah. Glory to God, He can help you. I told y'all, we're in the wrong place. But you see, you got to get a hold of God. You got to get a hold of that tongue. You got to speak that language. You got to talk it. It's got to be in your heart, and it's got to be one mind and one accord. Everybody here needs to turn to the next person and say, I'm going to restore the broken. Say, the devil's going to fight me, but I'm going to defeat him right now. Quit letting saints talk you out of your authority. Quit letting people that have got that cognitive delusion and distortion in their life, that they will bow down to that as an image and a God that they bow down to because they believe that's their reality. And I've come to tell you it's a false reality. I'll tell you what the true reality is. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's God Almighty manifested in the flesh. I'll tell you the true reality. There is no weapon formed against thee that shall prosper, but every tongue that riseth against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. I say, church, you ought to use your Holy Ghost in this house and start speaking life, and start speaking hope, and start speaking peace. I think you ought to clap your hands when nobody else will. I think you ought to praise God when nobody will. I think you ought to open up your mouth and say, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. Church. I know Brother Stone King's coming, and I hate to borrow from his playbook, but you've got it, you've got it, you've got it. We have got it, church. Oh, yeah, when he says it, y'all go nuts. And when I say, oh yeah, that's just pastor, that's all right. I'm going to say it anyway. Yes, you do have it. I say, yes, you do have it. I wish somebody would start speaking in tongues. You need to get a renewing of the Holy Ghost. You need to let the devil know you're not intimidated by his deceptions. You also have an amethyst stone. If you look at the 10 stones in Ezekiel 28, you'll find that an amethyst nor an agate is there, but it is in the breastplate of the high priest. And it is in the foundation stones of the New Jerusalem. And this is what I found out, that the amethyst is called the dream stone. Because the devil has lost his ability to dream. And the reason is because he has no future. But there's one thing about a child of God that's full of the Holy Ghost, speaking it and has tongues of fire. You have a future. I know the plans I have for you and the thoughts I have towards you. I have a future plan for you. We have eternal life. We have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We have a future. I go to prepare a place for you. All of these things are to let us know you have a future. Now, I know everybody here is going to die. If Jesus tarries, everybody here has got an appointment with death. And I hate that. And I wish we could keep all of you around here forever. But that's not going to happen until Jesus returns and takes his church home. And of course, we'd like for that to happen now. But everybody here has an appointment with death. But Jesus assures us that we have a life beyond death. There is an eternity waiting for us. And there is a kingdom, not only on this earth, but there is a kingdom and a new kingdom that's going to be set up by Jesus Christ. I want to be in that kingdom. I've got a dream. So it's all right for you to dream. And anybody that tries to kill your dream, you're displaying a demonic spirit. Boy, it's quiet now. I'm going to say it. More than the Spirit of the Lord. Well, I'm just cautioning them. Well, whatever caution you've got in your spirit, whatever words you're speaking from a stronghold that has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Well, I know what you did here, and there's no future for you. That's a lie. You haven't been perfect. Hey, I've been here almost 20 years now. Ain't nobody in this room perfect. Huh? I'm going to just say it and call it like it is. Ain't nobody in this room perfect. But I'm doing my best now to serve the Lord. And if you'll serve God with me now, you've got a future. See, y'all hadn't got it yet because the devil's convinced you it's over for you. You did this, you messed up here, and that's what our young people are faced with because they've messed up and they've done things wrong and they feel like there's no future for them because they've messed up. And we have projected that in Pentecost, and it's a false concept, and we need to get out of that, and we need to find out what the power of the blood is and let these kids know. I don't care how many times you fall, get back up. Can I say it? Well, Brother Kinsey, I did this. I know it's wrong. It's sin. Repent. But get back up. And don't you wait 20 years to start worshiping God like you're washed and you are newborn. You start now. I wish somebody who was delivered from drugs, and you've been delivered from drugs for at least 10 years, you ought to be able to get out in the aisle right now and just jump up and down, wave your hand, shout, or do something. I just wish somebody would do it. See, there's a future. There's a future. There's a future. Hey, how about this? How about this? And I could go through a lot of sins, and I'm not going to go through all of them, okay? So just calm down. All right, calm down. I'm not going to go through everything. But let's just say you got messed up because of what somebody said about you. And they took away your dream. They took away your future. Or you felt like they did. But you've overcome it. See, I'm going to get out in the aisle. And they talked down to you and they told you you never amount to nothing. You lazy, no good, sorry, whatever they said. And they probably blankety blanked you. Huh? But you're here tonight. And you're worshiping God. Well, why don't you get your ever-loving self out in that aisle and start shouting about it. And say, I've got a future. I got a future. I got a future. And the rest of you will probably be lost. But that's all right. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead because I've got an agate and I've got an amethyst. And the devil don't have one. Never did. You got it. You got it. You got it. Okay, let me ask you this. One more and I'm done. One more. How many of you sinned or did something in your youth? We're not going to say what. But it has plagued you. And it has dogged you for all of these years. However long that is. For some of you, it's 100. For some of you, it's just a few years. But you overcame it. And you're free from it. And you're still here. Then why don't you just jump up and down in place and say, I was a sinner. It's dogged me, made me feel guilty. But that's what'll repair the broken. They've got hope. I said they've got hope if they know. They don't have to know specifics. And I don't need to know specifics. I'm not trying to get into your business. I'm just simply trying to give you a future. And I'm trying to show you how to get your future. And you gotta ignore the bitternesses of life. You've got to ignore the things around you. And you've got to learn how to praise ye the Lord. Execute the judgment that's written. I'm not executing anything. I've got the Holy Ghost to judge the prince. That's what the Holy Ghost does. The prince of this world has been judged. That means he's already defeated and he's judged. And I'm just activating what's already been decided. I'm not deciding that fate because I don't have the power to do that. Michael didn't even rebuke the devil when he resisted him for the body of Moses, according to Jude. He wouldn't even rebuke him because he knew he didn't have the authority to do that. But he did say, the Lord rebuked him. I can't do it, but Jesus done did. Woo! I said, Jesus done did. Jesus. I'm going to say it again. Jesus has judged the devil. And he has no future. So when the devil reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. Hallelujah. Because he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. And I'm going to be shouting on streets of gold. And I want all of you to go with me. Broken, wounded, messed up. Come on. Let's worship together. Let the blood wash us. Let Jesus cleanse us. Now, here's what I want you to do, because this is important. Because I'm not so much interested in what God does to you and for you tonight, although I want that to happen and I desire it. I want to know, what is God going to do through you as you let it flow from you to other people? And can you, instead of being in the place of Satan, be in the place of Christ? Instead of being an ambassador for the devil by judging them wrongly and harshly, you release them from that judgment and you stand as an ambassador of Christ to restore the broken. That's what I want tonight. I just showed you your authority and what you could do if you just decided you wanted to do it. But I've got to teach you how to praise God, because some of you couldn't praise God, if bless your heart, if your name was praise. If we started calling you Judah, you wouldn't be able to praise God. And I don't know what's got you bound up. Maybe something you did yesterday. Maybe you feel like you have no future. Well, that's just not true. Those are deceptions. And you need to get those deceptions out of your mind, because you do have a future. Because Jesus purchased that future. All you got to do is follow his principles. And if you do, he will develop that for you. And the devil can't stop it. He has no armor. No weapons except deception. And that's why he does fiery darts, because he loves to fire them from a distance. That's why you need the shield of faith, which is the Roman shield, which covers you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, all the way from top, from the head to the foot. And so that way you can block those long distance Because the devil loves to attack you long distance. Because he don't want to get up close and personal with you. Because you got the light. Huh? My lights are on. Some of you, your bulb is out. It's blown. Somebody shot them out. And we need to put the bulbs back in and get the light back on in your spirit and let the devil know I'm the sheriff in the house tonight. Tavis, you're the sheriff in the house tonight. Chris, you're the sheriff in the house tonight. Let the devil know you're not going to back down and you're not going to take any of his mess. Now, go find somebody right now. Go find somebody in your life. Go find somebody around you because you're going to restore the broken. And you don't have to know what's going on in their life, and you don't have to specify or pick anybody you think is broken, because everybody here's got broken areas in their life and needs restoration and blessing and abundance and healing. I want some of you that are around Brother A back there, I want y'all to go and pray for him that there will be a restoration in his physical body, that God will activate every muscle in his body and put him back into commission. I'm telling you, broken souls, you've got a future. The devil doesn't have one, but you've got it. You have the amethyst, not him. You have the agate, not him.
We hope you enjoyed this message. Please reach out to us if you have any questions. We can be found at firstpent.org. That's firstpent.org. If you're ever in Pensacola, Florida, we hope you visit us. Be blessed in Jesus' name.